Talk Shoe.
Recorded live. This is an interactive podcast designed for audience participation. Come talk, text chat, or listen live at TalkShoe.com.
We welcome you today to the Talking Book Show. Our topic for today is It's Time to Tell Your Story. Here with us today is Renee Bob of RBI Enterprise, a literacy coach. Renee, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
We welcome you. And Renee, can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about yourself and the services that you offer?
Well, first, I would like to just thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be on the show. RBI Enterprise is a small business and book publishing consulting firm, and what we primarily do is work with people that are interested in learning how to write, market, and publish their own books. So we actually take them through the step-by-step process, everything they need to know in order to get their books on the market.
Thank you, Renee. We want to start talking about It's Time to Tell Your Story. Everyone has a story to tell, and we know that there's some that want to keep it a secret, and then there's some that want to put it in print and let the whole world know about it. So we want to talk about, for those that want to tell their story, we want to talk with Renee about why people don't rush to tell their story. Why do you think they don't want to tell their story? Is it fear? What is it, Renee, that people don't want to talk about it?
Well, from my experience, it's several different things. One aspect is the fear, the false evidence appearing real, the fear that if somebody hears my story or reads about my story that I'm not going to be accepted, or they may not even like the story. But despite that, you still have to put your story out there, because there's somebody that can really benefit from just hearing about your life, hearing what it is that you have to offer. We all grow by hearing other information and learn from other people's experience. So I find that if people can overcome the fear and just take that first step of sitting down and writing, even if you're just writing in a journal, just sitting down and begin to jot down your ideas and your thoughts and tell your story. Eventually, once you actually get it onto paper, you'll be surprised at how many people will begin to appreciate your writing.
And so if they just get the information in on a piece of paper and just start writing their thoughts,
yes,
that will allow them to just tell their story and help them through some of the fears that they may have.
Yes, and then also, you know, especially with a novice writer, someone that's just starting out, I often recommend don't worry about format, don't worry about style. All that will come later on. The key thing is just get your thoughts out there. Just get your ideas out there. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to think about writing a book. It's something totally different to actually take the step, which means picking up a pen, setting some time, and beginning to write.
Now, I have one of our listeners. He says that his wife doesn't want their private life to be public. So how does one still get their story out, but maybe not be able to, people won't be able to identify with who they really are?
Well, there are several people that actually write in that manner. And what I often recommend is that sometimes you may want to use a pen name, which will hide the identity of the individual that's actually writing the story. So people have used pen names for many, many years to actually hide the ID of the person that actually has written the story. So that's just one idea.
Okay, great.
And then also changing the characters within the story. They don't have to be so similar to, and it depends on whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction. But of course, when you are writing a fiction book, you can just put the information in there, change the names, and, you know, change the identity of the people so it doesn't match up with the person that you're actually writing about.
Okay, great. Now let's talk about a little bit of the process of writing a book and the whole concept of marketing, you know, writing it, publishing, marketing. What steps do you have to take when you're actually telling your story?
Well, there are several different phases. Of course, phase one is actually sitting down and actually formulating the book. You know, getting your ideas of what type of book you want to write. I often recommend that people go out and shop the market. Look at what's out there already on the market. Look at what your competitors have out there. You know, so then come up with a concept or an idea of what it is that you have decided to write about. Once you've decided what type of book you want to write, of course, begin the process of writing the book. After you have completed what is called your manuscript, I recommend that you hire a professional editor, someone that can actually go through the book to help you to identify any typo errors, because, again, you want the book to be perfect when it actually gets out there on the market.
Right, exactly.
And then I also have some first-time writers that will actually get a focus group together. And that's a group of three or four people that can actually read the book and give that author some feedback as to whether this is a good story or not.
Okay.
So once they go through that process of having the book edited, the next step is they want to hire either a professional graphic designer or an illustrator, someone that can create that once-in-a-lifetime phenomenal book cover. As you know, Linda, being a bookstore owner, that the eye buys.
Yes.
And so it's so important that the cover be something that's attractive.
Exactly, exactly. Because I've had books, I get books all of the time because we're an Essence Reporting bookstore. So authors are sending me books all day long. And sometimes, I don't even get to open the book, but the cover will grab me. Like we had one author that wrote a book and said, "Stuck on Stupid and Parked on Dumb." Well, that right there said, okay, let's see what this author is talking about. And so you're right. The cover is going to grab me. And just tell our listeners how fast, within seconds, that if your cover attracts someone, they're bound to buy that book. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. When we go into the bookstore, our eyes are attracted to the covers, the way the color looks, all the different colors that are involved with the book cover. So we look at the cover first. The second thing we do is we read the title of the book.
Mm-hmm.
What is the book about?
Right.
That will really draw us in. So it's very important that you have an extremely attractive book cover, but also the title of the book has to draw a person in and give them a little insight into what the book is all about. That will make them want to pick it up.
Okay.
Also, staying with that for a minute, another thing that we do is we actually will turn the book over to the back to read that little synopsis on the back of the book. And again, the goal with having a nice, well-written synopsis, it gives the reader insight into what the book is all about. And also, that's another thing that can make someone, that will be the determining factor as to whether they will buy the book or not.
Okay.
So once you have a graphic designer or illustrator to create a phenomenal book cover for you, the next step is that you want to begin to order like your ISBN, your barcode, your copyright, and that is only if you decide to self-publish a book. If you have decided that you're not going to self-publish a book and you want to go traditional, then you have to go through the process of identifying different publishing companies that publish your particular style of writing.
Okay.
But, you know, some people do decide. I mean, there's so many different ways to publish. You can self-publish, you can print on demand, or you can actually go through traditional publishing. So at that point, you want to decide on which type of publishing process you want to go.
Now, when does a writer decide make that decision on what type of publishing company they're going to go to if they're going to self-publish? Explain a little bit about print on demand versus having a publishing company print maybe 1,000 copies for you and you buy them at that time.
Okay. Well, let me start with a traditional publishing company. And there are quite a few different traditional publishing companies, and a lot of aspiring writers, you know, have the dream of one day being picked up by a big publishing company and them, you know, buying the book from them, and they're going to be rich overnight. You know, that's the big dream.
Exactly. That's everybody's dream.
That is correct.
But unfortunately, it does not happen that way.
No, it does not. And the chances of you being picked up by a traditional publishing company are slim to none. And so a lot of people will choose, because it's so challenging being picked up by a traditional publishing company, they will choose to go the self-publishing route.
Okay.
And when you decide to self-publish, that means that you as the writer, you as the author, you are going to do all the work it takes to get your book on the market.
Okay.
When you go with traditional publishing company, they do all the work for you, and they pay you a percentage off of each book that's sold. As a self-published author, you put in all the money to actually get the book done, but you also get 100% of the profits after expenses.
Okay.
So when it comes to self-publishing, there are so many different ways you can do it also. And you mentioned about print on demand.
Yes.
And there are several different companies that actually do print on demand, where you actually can pay them a price to actually do a package deal, and they will put the book together for you, and then they will sell the books back to you,
mm-hmm.
As well as get you on Amazon.com and some other websites as well. But print-on-demand works for some people. And then there's also self-publishing, where you do everything yourself and you actually take your book to the printers and go through the process and you get the book on the market.
Right.
There's also Vanity and Subsidy Press, and these are publishing companies where you pay them a fee to actually do all the work for you, and then they in turn sell the books back to you. So my suggestion, even though I kind of went over that list very quickly, my suggestion with every author, you know, aspiring writer, is to take some time to do some research.
Right. Very important.
On every aspect of publishing. You know, first look at your finances, look at your time, and most importantly, look at your goals.
Exactly.
And that will help you to identify which is the best publishing process for you.
Exactly, because I find that a lot of the authors that have a product, when they're approaching a bookstore, the one key thing is that they don't realize that in their planning, mm-hmm. they need to plan on how many books they're actually going to give away.
Mm.
That is something that a lot of authors don't realize, that a bookstore is going to want to review a copy. I mean, and there are ways, like if national publishing companies, you can get what they call galley books.
Right.
Self-publishing works a little different because you're publishing it yourself. So in your budgeting, market budgeting, you have to determine how many books am I actually going to be willing to give away,
mm-hmm.
and think about that in the process.
Right.
So there's a lot of research that has to be done on what you're touring,
mm-hmm.
How many bookstores are you going to approach within that year.
Yes.
And then actually putting your packet together, so your press kit.
Right.
And so once we get our story in print and we've gotten it published, we then take it and we're now marketing?
Oh, and, you know, sometimes depending on the author that I'm working with, I will have them to create the marketing plan
mm-hmm.
prior to even writing the book.
Okay. And why is that?
Because sometimes it's very important to know who your target audience is going to be.
Okay.
Also to know, is there truly an audience out there for the type of book that you want to put on the market?
Mm-hmm.
And so once you have identified, I mean, the marketing is one of the most important aspects, besides having a good book cover, as well as having the book professionally edited, having a strong marketing plan is so important.
Okay.
There are authors that I come in contact with that have a great story, and they do not have an entrepreneur bone in their body, so they're not going to self-publish their book.
Okay.
Some of them have no choice. You know, they went out and they tried with the traditional publishing companies and they've gotten turned down.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no choice but to self-publish, but they're not entrepreneurs. They're not salespeople. So what I recommend to them is that they hire a publicist or hire a marketing specialist, somebody that's going to help you to sell those books.
Now, let me ask you a question, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about hiring a publicist and hiring a literacy coach or what have you, exactly, let's tell our listeners, how much should they budget for something like that?
Oftentimes, when somebody is just starting a publishing process, we're talking about from beginning to end.
Yes.
I often recommend that you have anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000.
Okay.
Even though you can get the project done for less than that, but you want to budget between $3,000 to $5,000 so that you have the resources
mm-hmm.
to be able to hire the best graphic designer, the best editor, and also put together the best marketing plan so that you're going to be, and also the best press kit, so that you can get your foot into those doors that require you to actually come as a professional.
Exactly.
And I know that you, as a bookstore owner, you have a lot of first-time authors that come to the store with their books and their press kits, and you can tell the difference between someone that has been self-published
yes.
and someone that has gone traditional.
Yes.
And so my goal as a self-publishing consultant is that for those self-published authors, that there should be no difference. Their product, their press kits, their business cards, all of their marketing materials should look just like those that have gone through a traditional publishing company.
Exactly, because some of the things that I find is I've had some self-published authors, when I say, you know, bring a press kit to me. Well, they have handwritten on the cover. That is very unprofessional.
Yes.
We have some where you know that they've gone and they've photocopied, so the copies are not clear. The books, you know, they have a lot of errors, a lot of typos. So I'm wondering, do they really understand the difference between what an editor really does?
Right.
That is so important to understand the job of an editor. To have a graphic artist,
mm-hmm.
that someone that can really do designing.
Right. And then also, you know, when I'm working with my authors, I would actually have them to spend some time in the bookstore looking at other authors' products, looking at the quality of the book, because you definitely want to put a quality product on the market.
Right, right. And then, okay, let's talk about some of the do's and don'ts for publishing a book.
Well, the number one do is to do research, which I find that, which is so important, but I find that some people just don't want to take the time to do the research.
And why do you think that is?
I think the internet has a lot to do with it. You know, there's so much information, and we've gotten inundated with so much information.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, because of time, we're always looking for the quick answer.
But don't you think that, yes, although the internet gives you a lot of information, sometimes you just have to go to the library or to a bookstore and buy books that you can really digest and take apart and apply it to what you're trying to do.
That is correct.
So reading is important.
Yes.
You
yes.
cannot get away from reading and making your notes, jotting down things, having discussion with other authors.
Yes, that's correct.
To find out what were their pros and cons about writing their book. I've had workshops at our store, and I've had Omar Tyree come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I even learned from him, because he said there are different type of writers.
Yes.
You have your inspired writers,
mm-hmm.
Which can take, it could take you 2 to 3 years to write a book, because you have to be inspired
yes.
to write. And then you have your writers who are like journalists.
Yes.
They have a story, and they can pump books out every 6 months because they're visual and they're quick to be able to tell and comprise that story and tell it to the public.
That's correct.
So you have to identify also what type of writer are you.
And then how do you identify what type of writer you are? And that's, again, by doing research.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's nothing wrong with taking a couple of classes at the Adult Education Center.
Okay.
Where you can, or the Art Center, where you can learn, because your goal is to be a master.
Exactly.
At that particular skill. You know, if you want to put a book out there, your book needs to be professional, but you also need to be a master.
Yes.
Whether you decide to go traditional or go self-published as a self-published author. So I often recommend spending some quality time learning as much as you possibly can about the publishing industry. Attend workshops, take classes. Like you were saying, spend some time with some other authors. You know, do what's called some informational interviews, where you interview people who have had some success in the publishing industry.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That will give you some great insight on the step-by-step process so that you could be successful at what it is you desire to do.
Okay.
And then I also want to talk about one of the don'ts. One of the don'ts is, I would say about 2 years ago, there was an article that came out in a newspaper about what I do, and it said, "Woman helps people self-publish their books." I got so many phone calls and so many emails from people, but one email stands out to me. It was an author that wrote a book, was so excited about their book that they actually printed 5,000 copies of their book. And guess how many books they had left when I talked to them?
How many?
4,900 books.
And why was that, Renee?
They did not do any planning.
Okay.
They did not really sit down to identify how they're going to market and sell those 5,000.
Planning is a key.
Yes, planning is definitely a key.
And so would you say a person really needs to have a vision plan?
Yes.
And a marketing plan.
And then also I recommend doing a business plan.
Okay.
Whether you're going to run your own publishing company or not, I strongly recommend that what is the plan that you have for your book? Where do you want your book to go? Who is your target audience that you're trying to reach? And how are you going to sell that book?
Right. And a lot of people, you know, even with myself being a bookstore owner, I had to have a marketing plan.
Because
you have to have a goal of where and an identification of how you're going to reach that goal.
Yes.
What steps am I going to take? And I remember you saying one time in one of your workshops, have a realistic goal.
Yes.
And an unrealistic goal.
Most definitely. And it gives you something to strive towards.
Exactly.
But at least you sat down and you thought about the entire process.
And it may take you some time. I mean, you may not do this overnight. It may take you days. At least for me, it takes days for me to really sit down and think about my plan.
Yes, yes. And then I cannot stress the importance enough of doing your homework and doing research.
Right.
Do not sign a contract with the first publishing company that sends you, says, I love your material.
Right, because you get kind of emotional.
Yes, and then you end up signing a contract and you can't get out of the contract or it's a really bad deal. Had you taken some time and done some research, then you would have had the opportunity to make a better decision about the publishing process. So I would say that 95% of my time is spent educating people about all of the different publishing options that are out there for you. Also, how to write a book that people are going to want to buy. How do you put your best foot forward when it comes to writing a book?
Okay.
People want to read information that's interesting, that's exciting, you know, again, depending on the type of genre that you're focusing on. So it's so important that you put your time into writing a great book.
Okay. Now that we've talked about this, I've opened up the lines, and if any of our callers have any questions for Renee or myself, we're going to ask that you ask your questions now. Does any of our listeners have any questions? Okay, I guess no one has any questions other than the first one we had this first half of our show.
Yes.
Renee, before we go into the second half, would you mind giving everyone your contact information for those that may want to reach you after our show that they can either email you or contact you by phone?
Yes, and you can reach me at area code 804-998-8014. And my email address is bobbrenee@yahoo.com. And you can also visit me on the web at www.reneebob.com.
Thank you, Renee.
You're welcome.
So we hope that, you know, as we're trying to tell our story, that one, we get over our fears.
Yes.
Because I think our fears, and then we also have the naysayers as to, you know, why you want to do that?
Yes.
And you know, do you have to quit your job to do this?
Yes.
Or, you know, because it takes dedication.
Right.
And you have to have the courage. You have to think, you know, about out of the box.
Right, most definitely. And you have to want it. You have to be hungry that regardless to what comes up, you're going to get your book on the market.
Okay, we have a question.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners is asking, what is the best way to network with other authors?
Mm. Well, one way, and it's a great question, we actually have, as you know, Linda, a conference coming up.
Yes.
The Hampton Roads Christian Writers Workshop, which will be held this Saturday, January 20th. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Marriott Springs Hill Suite Hotel in Norfolk, Virginia.
Right.
And at this event, we're going to have over 17 different authors that are going to be there sharing insight with aspiring authors on what they did to actually get their books on the market. So I strongly recommend attending conferences, going to different book signings, going to different workshops. You want to go to places where authors gather. Also, the different bookstores actually have book clubs. That's a wonderful way to be able to network with other writers as well as other authors.
Exactly. And you know, when you're writing your book and when you're marketing your book, don't be afraid to approach a book club.
Yes.
Because book clubs are your greatest audience.
Yes.
Because you have a collective amount of people reading that same topic and then discussing that topic. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do with our telecast,
mm-hmm.
is to be able to give other authors an opportunity to market their book. So you have to be creative.
Yes.
And you have to not be afraid to approach. I know some authors, they have sold thousands of books out of their trunk.
That's correct. That's correct.
And one of the reasons that they were able to do that because they were not afraid to approach.
Yes.
And public.
And you have got to get out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Especially if you are a self-published author, it's up to you to sell your book. When you go traditional publishing, they actually have a publicist that will work with you. Most have a publicist that will work with you to help you to market and advertise your book.
Mm-hmm.
But as a self-published author, guess who has to do the marketing?
They do.
Exactly. You as a self-published author, one of my books called Turning Your Dreams into Reality, The Proven Way to Successfully Start Your Own Business. I've sold over 13,000 copies in less than 2 years. You want to know how I did that, Linda?
Yeah, I want to know how did you do that, Renee?
Knocking on doors.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of seminars and workshops. I did a lot of free speaking engagements.
Okay.
You know, I actually went to any place that was having any type of workshop or gathering or meeting that dealt with starting your own business.
And, you know, the thing is, family is always going to support you. So a lot of people say, oh, I sold 100 books. Well, you sold them to your family.
Yes.
Now, how are you going to approach those that you don't know?
And that what you're talking about is your warm market.
Yes.
You know,
okay.
Going to friends and family members. And, of course, they should be the ones to buy the first 100. But what about the second 100 and the third 100?
Exactly. And I have a lot of authors that said to me, because we are an Essence Reporting bookstore,
yes.
They're saying, how can I get to be on the bestsellers list?
Yes.
Okay. You know, and I explained to them that it goes by the number.
Yes.
So if you're actually marketing your book and you're setting up book signings, bookstores are ordering them, that helps your numbers.
Yes.
And your numbers, those magazines watch. But how about we get a lot of authors that say, I don't subscribe to that magazine.
Yes.
Isn't it important that if you want to be on their bestsellers book list, wouldn't you order the magazine?
You're absolutely correct. You're going to support the magazine because, of course, how would you know you're in there if you don't have a copy
exactly.
of the magazine?
Exactly. So get a subscription to the magazine
yes.
that you feel that you want to partake in. Now, we have another question.
Mm-hmm.
It says, composing a book of poetry appears to be more difficult. Is it more difficult if you're a poet and you have a book of poetry than it would be to tell a fiction or a nonfiction story?
Most definitely, but only because poetry, people that actually buy poetry or support poets, they're actually a very unique market of people. It's not a plethora of people, but it's a very unique and special market of people. So a poet often has to do readings where they actually stand up and present their poets and poems and then sell their books.
Okay.
And men tend to not buy books of poetry out of the bookstore. Statistics have proven that over and over again. But you will actually find women that do buy books of poetry, but they don't buy it in bulk like they would a nonfiction or a fiction book.
Okay.
And again, there's just a very special type of person that listens to poetry and likes to purchase the poetry books.
Okay. And is it important also for them, their cover, to be just as inviting?
Yes, most definitely. And
okay.
again, that's because the eye buys.
Oh, okay.
And then also when it comes to whatever type of book you actually put on the market, we talked about you having a structured marketing plan. But it's very important, especially if you're doing a book of poetry, for you to know exactly where your target audience is going to be. Like, to give you an example, I have one poet that actually did a college tour where they went to different sororities and fraternity houses, and they actually read their poems. At the end of their reading their poems, they actually did a book signing. That was very effective for them because they went to their target audience of the people that actually support poets.
Okay, and then also, I'm sure in everyone's community, there's always a poetry slam
yes.
or a poetry open mic.
Yes.
So those would be great venues for you to also sell your book.
And then also, we're seeing a lot more of poets at graduations where they're reading a poem prior to the
right.
keynote speaker actually speaking. You see them at different church conventions and conferences if they're a Christian poet. So there are a lot of opportunities out there, but it's so important for the poet and any author out there to be very clear about who their target audience is and how they're going to be able to reach their target audience.
Okay, that's wonderful. I mean, you know, there's so much information and there's so many ways that you can market your book. And also, you know, getting to know, go to the book conventions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place for you to go. And I've had a lot of self-published authors approach me at the book convention.
Yes.
And I've actually bought their book right there, mm-hmm. especially if it was warm and inviting to me.
And then I'm sorry, Lynn, you bring up a wonderful point. When that author or you approach that author's table that had that book, the book was inviting, but did their ability to sell have anything to do with you purchasing their book?
Yes, their presentation. Their overall presentation, the way they spoke.
Yes.
I see right now we have the author that I just spoke about, Stuck on Stupid and Parked on Dumb. Great cover. She's actually on and listening. And
yes.
I welcome you, Carla. I'm glad that you're able to sign in for and listen to our show. But, you know, she was a great person, a great product that she had, that immediately when I opened the envelope and saw that title and the mm-hmm. cover with the person hanging off of the clock,
yes,
I just started laughing.
Yes. And
you
it
know,
grabbed your attention.
It grabbed my attention.
Yes.
And now I have to read the book.
Yes. And then for people that are just, you know, at the beginning stages of writing a book and they're thinking about, you know, the type of book title they're going to have or what the cover is going to look like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's sometimes good to get a group of people together. I mean, you know, maybe family members and friends that you can do what's called brainstorming.
Exactly.
Where you're able to kind of, you know, brainstorm some good ideas of what would be a great way or a great idea for this particular book cover with this particular book title.
And don't be afraid of people saying, oh, no, I don't like that.
Yes.
Because they're really helping you out.
Yes.
Think about what they don't like. Is it the coloring?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the graphics?
Yes.
The fonts that you're mm-hmm. using? And people need to realize also, stick with one font.
Yes.
You don't want your cover too busy,
mm-hmm.
too active.
Mm-hmm.
You want it short and sweet.
Right.
What do you think about, what's your opinion of putting a photo of yourself on your cover? Is that a good thing to do?
And that's a very, very good question. And this is my honest opinion. I often recommend that a first-time self-published author wait on the photo on the back of the book. Wait until you're a little bit more established, only because sometimes that photo can be the reason why somebody doesn't purchase the book.
Right.
So I often recommend waiting until your second or third book, until you're a little bit more well-known, to put your picture on the back of the book. If you decide that you're going to put your photo on the back of the book, it has to be a professionally done photo. It cannot be anything that you had homemade. It has to be something that is professional because, again, you want your whole product line and your book and inside your book and the whole package to be very professional.
Now, let's talk about, I know, one of your pet peeves. And I laugh every time I think about this one particular book, acknowledgement.
Oh, my goodness.
People, please, get permission from those that you want to say thank you to. Let them see your product. Ask them if they wouldn't mind if you mention or put their names inside of your book. How important is that, Renee?
Well, there's several things that are very important. Number one, you definitely want to ask if it's okay, because I know that I have gone to the bookstores and to the libraries and picked up a couple of books of names of people that I know I work with, and I was surprised to see that they had acknowledged me within their book. And truly to say, I don't know if that's a book that I would have supported or do I want my name associated with that type of material of writing. So it's very important that you ask the person, is okay if I acknowledge you within the book. So that's one thing. Then the second aspect of that question is when you are doing your dedication and your acknowledgments, you want to keep it short and to the point.
Right.
If you are a first-time author and you have 5 pages of acknowledgments and 5 pages of dedication, it turns off your reader. It takes the reader too many pages to get to the meat, the substance of your book. So it's very important. I recommend that the authors that I work with, that you do a short paragraph of dedication, and you do just 1 page of acknowledgments, and that's it.
Okay. And then the ISBN number.
Yes.
I've had a lot of authors ask me, how do you go about getting your ISBN numbers and the importance of an ISBN number?
Yes. And your ISBN number is just like we have, like Linda, you have your own Social Security number that
yes.
identifies who you are. The ISBN number serves that same purpose when it comes to a particular book title. And to get your ISBN number, you can go to www.bowker.com. It will cost you $300 to get a block of 10 numbers. And I often recommend that people, if you're going to be writing a series of books, go ahead and get you a block of 10 ISBN numbers. When you go to the bookstore, if a reader says, well, I don't know the author's name, I cannot remember the title of the book, but I have an ISBN number, that's a way for that bookstore to be able to locate your book. It's very important.
It is, because as a bookstore,
yes.
a lot of us are automated.
Yes.
And that's how we track our inventory. So it's very, very important that you have those numbers.
And then also, if you are interested in getting your books into the chain bookstores, like you know, Barnes & Nobles and Books A Million, they require you to have an ISBN
exactly.
and a barcode
yes.
on the back of your book.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that. I'm glad you brought up the chain stores.
Yes.
A lot of authors, self-published authors, feel that if their books are accessible online through Barnes & Noble and Amazon, that they have made it. Let's talk a little bit about Barnes & Noble and Amazon. They're online.
Mm-hmm.
If you're self-published, is it not true that unless someone actually knows that your book is out there, they're not going to push for you, are they? Are they going to advertise that your book is available?
No, and there's several reasons, because when you go into the bookstore, you will notice that you are fighting for shelf space.
Exactly.
And then how will your book compete with someone that's very well known, that's already established? What will make somebody, a reader, want to pick up your book as opposed to a book that somebody else very well known has written on the same topic?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the chain bookstores, you are actually fighting for shelf space.
Exactly.
And then they're going to want to know, why should we put your book into our bookstore?
So that means the author should have an idea of why their books are better than the other same book, another book that's the same subject matter.
You're absolutely correct.
So you should know why your book should sell and why they should have their book in your book in their store.
That is absolutely correct, because you are fighting for shelf space.
Exactly. And I think authors don't realize the you know, that. And then also, you know, support your local independent
mm-hmm,
bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I say, is because they're going to market it for you.
Yes. Yes. And then especially with, you know, first-time authors, I'm speaking strictly from experience now, that it is far easier to get your book into an independent bookstore than it is to get your book into a chain bookstore. I have found that the independent bookstores show so much love to first-time, especially to self-published authors.
Right.
And then they're willing to work with you to get your book, in, you know, to put your book on the shelf. They're more willing to do a book signing as long as you, as the author, come in there with a marketing plan. What are you going to do as the author to sell the book? Do not rely solely on the bookstore to sell the book. It's totally up to you as the author to be out there pushing the book, marketing the book, and then also get a website where you can put on the website, you can get a copy of my book at Precious Memories Bookstore. It not only markets the bookstore that your book is at, but it also promotes your book.
Exactly. And the one thing, you know, I have a lot of authors, they'll come in the door and they'll say, my books are at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Yes.
And why do I need to know that? I need to know, how are you going to market your book?
Yes.
I need to know, how many books have you sold thus far? And what are your plans on selling more? And how are you going to get the market? How are you going to notify this industry that, you know, in this community, that your book is here?
Yes.
So it's important to, first of all, when you're approaching bookstores, even if they're independent or a large chain store, know the market that they serve.
Yes, and then you want to be unique in your approach also. In one of my books, The Self-Publishing Process, The Beginner's Guide to Book Publishing Success, I have a whole section in the book that talks about marketing and how to create your marketing plan. And every day, as an author, especially a brand new author, you should be doing 3 to 5 different things to market your book. And yes, it does sound like a lot, but if your goal is to sell books, you have to take action to do things to actually get the book out there on the market.
Right.
So you have to be proactive in your marketing approach.
Okay. And now, the book that you just spoke about, is that still available, Renee?
Yes. The self-publishing process, The Beginner's Guide to Book Publishing Success, yes.
And how much is that book?
It's $24.95.
Okay. And how can our listeners get a copy if they would like a copy of that?
You can go to my website, www.reneebob.com. You can also get a copy here at Precious Memories Bookstore as well.
Oh, well, okay. Now, I'm going to open it up again. If we have any of our listeners would like to ask a question, please do so now. If not, we'll just continue on talking. If there's a particular topic that you, question that you may have, you can also text message us, and we will answer those questions for you. But I hope thus far that you're enjoying and learning from our guest, Renee Bob, who is a great literacy coach. She's also helping me put my book together.
Yes, and we're so excited about
yes,
your book.
I'm excited, and I have a deadline.
Yes.
And she's tough.
Yes.
So I'm excited, you know, that you were able to come on and speak to our guest tonight, and because we're all about educating.
Yes, yes.
Education is the key.
Yes. And, Linda, you spoke about something very important. You have been a guest on my TV talk show called The Author's Review.
Yes.
And, you know, like when we're on the show, people call in with a variety of questions. And one of the main questions that we often get is, how do I find time to write?
Mm-hmm.
And you just spoke about one of the most important key aspects, and that is having a deadline, having a time frame, you know, of when you would actually like to have completed your manuscript. That goes back to what we talked about earlier about setting a goal.
Exactly. Now, you said to me, if you dedicate 1 hour a day.
Yes.
Then you will be able to meet the deadline.
That is correct.
And you told me also, if I'm not mistaken, give yourself about 3 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then it also depends, because I have I have one author that actually went away for the weekend, took her laptop, and she did nothing but crank out her book.
Okay.
Then I have other people that have families, you know, their time is really, really tight. So what they end up doing is waking up a little bit early in the morning.
Okay.
Or staying up a little later at night, wherever your creative time is. But in order to get a good book out there, you have to put the time into writing.
Okay.
And then in order to get any book out to tell your story, you have to sit down and begin to write.
Now, we have another question from a listener. She's saying, what's the best way to do a press release for poetry, or just in general, what's the best way to do a press release?
Well, I often recommend that you go to Google and you Google press release sample, and you will get a variety of different samples of what a press release actually looks like. A press release is comprised of who, what, when, where, and why.
Mm-hmm.
And in your press release, you have to make sure that the information you put in there is short and to the point, and it has to be what's called newsworthy. And that goes back to what we talked about before.
Yes.
About the bookstores. Why should the bookstore put your book into their bookstore, but why should the newspaper put your press release within their newspaper?
Right.
Or put your story in their newspaper?
And what about photos? Now, we get some photos and bios, and some people are very creative.
Yes.
I would recommend, and you let me know if you agree, that you get a professional picture.
Yes, most definitely. You have to have a professional picture. But also, you don't want all that jazziness to take away from the content of the information.
Mm-hmm.
The news people have a very short period of time to read the information and decide if this is something that they would like to put in a newspaper. So again, you just want to highlight all the facts. Keep it simplistic and easy to read and easy to understand. All those fancy fonts tend to turn off the reader.
Exactly. And also in your press kit, please put a book.
Yes. Yes.
Don't give excerpts of your book. Give them the book. And I know it's, you know, national authors, you can get what they call galley books.
Right.
But a self-published author, on, you know, sometimes, yeah, you're going to have to give away your book.
Yes.
You're going
to
have to give away the product. So in your budget, as you had said earlier in the show, that at least, what, $3,000?
Yes, $3,000 to
$5,000. $3,000 to $5,000.
Yes.
And then also, should your marketing plan take you out 6 months?
It should be anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Okay.
That you actually identify how are you going to market your book. And I want to just kind of give you an example of one of the authors that I work with. She actually wrote a romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
And how she markets her book is that she hires a professional actress and actor to act out a scene of her book when she's doing a book signing.
Now, that is creative.
And it's different.
That's very creative.
And it's a little bit different. So when you're putting together your marketing plan, I mean, there's tons of ways that you can market your book. You can actually do, you know, we talked about you doing book signings at bookstores. We talked about the fact of contacting book clubs because they actually purchase books. But also find a way that you can actually speak before an audience.
Okay. Now, we also have another question. It says, do you have to wait until the book is complete to put your press release together?
It depends on the author. For some people, no, they do not. They can actually do the press release while they are actually writing the book. But I often recommend get the product done first.
Okay.
Once the product is done, then you can have something to brag about, and that's what your press kit is all about, bragging about the book that you actually have on the market. Now, I do have some authors that will actually do a press release to announce the book is coming out,
Okay. But
they normally do that when the book is getting ready to go to print.
Okay, so maybe what, 6 weeks prior?
6 weeks prior, 6 to 8 weeks prior to the book actually going to print. But you want to make sure that the book has gone through editing and it's actually, you have all your ISBNs and your barcodes, your LCCN numbers, all the elements that you need, and you are going actually in the process of going to print before you send out a press release announcing that the book is coming out.
Now, some authors will do bookmarks, some
yes.
will do postcards.
Yes.
What type of printing do you recommend? Do you recommend like the shiny cover or, you know, glossy or just plain paper? Is there a certain style or it really just depends on the author?
It really depends on the author. And the goal is to visit, you know, different bookstores. I know here at Precious Memories Bookstore, you have a ton of great bookmarkers and postcards that an author can come by and pick up and look at the different styles that are out there. But the number one key element is that it has to be done by a professional graphic designer. But if you have that professional knack to create it, then I recommend you create it. That will save you on some costs, but it has to look professional and it has to match what your book looks like. Like you can't have a purple and green book cover and then have a blue and white bookmarker.
Okay.
They all have to be color coordinated and look very professional.
And you want colors that are warm and inviting.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay, so that's a very important in your planning, that's very important on your color scheme.
Yes.
And also colors, I've learned that when you're painting your home, certain colors are for certain things. Like blue, they say, is relaxing.
Yes.
So I see a lot of books that are in light blues and, you know, pale pinks.
Yes.
That are warm and inviting. So even in your planning, those are down to the color is just as important as the inside of your book.
You're absolutely correct. And then does the inside of your book influence the outside of your book? Of course it does.
Okay.
So I recommend that when you are actually thinking about creating your book cover, Shop around to the different bookstores and look at what colors pop out at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what type of font pops out at you, what type of look pops out at you, and that may be something that you may want to incorporate into your professional book cover.
Okay, now I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen different styles. Pricing.
Mm.
Would you recommend putting the price of your book on the book itself or not putting the price out there?
It really depends on how you're going to market.
Okay.
Because some authors will not put the price on the back of their book because sometimes the price of the book may change. To give you a wonderful example, if you are a writer or an author and your primary goal is to sell books at different speaking engagements where you're going to be going to different conferences and conventions,
yes.
And that's your primary way that you're actually going to be selling the book, some venues will say that your book cannot be over a certain amount of money. It can't be priced to a certain amount. So if you have a price on the back of the book, you're going to have to lower that price in order for your customers.
Okay.
Sometimes if the book is not selling, some authors will end up having to make the price of the book a lot less in order to actually push the book to get more sales.
Hmm. Okay. So, and then also if you're maybe doing a book club, if you want to give a special.
Yes.
Then you have that luxury, and because people always look at the price.
Exactly. And sometimes the price can be the determining factor as to whether somebody buys the book or not.
Okay. Well, we have about 10 more minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I just want our listeners to get your information again
okay.
on how they can reach you or email you. So if they want to talk to you more in depth, that they can after the show.
Yes, they can give me a call at area code 804-998-8014, or they can email me at bobrenee@yahoo.com, and my website is www.reneebob.com. So those are all the different ways that they can actually reach me. But I definitely want to talk to the aspiring writers and those of you that have a book within you that it's time to tell your story.
Yes.
It's time for you to sit down because we want to hear what you have to say. I know that I have my own personal life experience and you have your own life
exactly.
experience.
Exactly.
And I know that I can learn something from your experience. So take the time, if you feel like you have been called or led to write your story, take some time to go ahead and at least begin the writing process.
Yes, because folks, it is time to tell your story. We hope that this show has given you some information, some food for thought.
Yes.
We want to thank you again, Renee.
Yes.
For being our speaker, our first Talk Shoe telecast. We're going to be on every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to have different guests on, and our next guest for next week will be Janae Sasso of Faithful Assistance. She will be discussing the book The Great Investment by T.D. Jakes.
Wonderful book.
So there's always, someone is always telling a story.
Yes.
I have so many stories in this bookstore that I don't know which story to pick up. I can laugh. I can cry.
Yes.
I can just say, So, folks, we just hope that you have enjoyed our program, our first telecast. Please tell your friends to tune in every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Every week we're going to have different speakers on. If there are any authors that already have a product and they want to talk about their book and use this tool as a marketing tool, we would great to have you on as a speaker. And if you want any more information, you can contact us at 804-726-8501, or you can reach me by my email. It's LP, as in Paul, A-T-E, at PreciousMemoriesReading.com. So, Renee, before we close out, I just want you to give your contact information one more time.
Okay, and they can reach me at, my email is bobrenee@yahoo.com, or my website is www.reneebob.com, and my direct telephone number is area code 804-998-8014. And Linda, I just want to thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your show today.
Well, I thank you for agreeing to come on, and because we're all about educating.
Yes.
the purpose of the telecast is to educate, to build our community by connecting with books.
Yes.
Books by book by book. And I just want to just again thank our listeners for coming on, and we hope that you have enjoyed our show and that you will tell others. And also, there's an opportunity for you to rate our show. We want to know how we're doing. We want to know if we're giving you good information.
Mm-hmm.
Every telecast will not always be as serious as this one, but I thought it was just a great way to start out because we do have a lot of authors out there that want to know, how do I tell my story?
And then you have a lot of wannabe authors out there that we need to hear your story.
We need to hear the story because sometimes your story helps me get through the day. So we're just going to ask all of our listeners to, if they can, tell me, email me, and tell me what other topics you would like to hear on the telecast. And recommend our telecast to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as we come to a close, again, I just want to say thank you to each and every one. And if you would like to contact me, I'm going to give you that information again. It's lpate@preciousmemoriesreading.com. You can also visit our bookstore website. It's www.preciousmemoriesreading.com. If you want to reach me by phone, it's area code 804-726-8501. So, Renee, I want to say thank you again. I hope this won't be your last time. Renee is also going to be able to give a private workshop on our telecast.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So anyone that may be interested in joining that, if you want more information of when we're going to actually have that workshop, it'll be a private workshop, and you'll be able to get the materials that you would need for the workshop ahead of time. And Renee will be the host of that. If you're interested, please give us your contact information, and we will definitely send out information to you on when the telecast is going to take place. So again, listeners, we want to say thank you. We hope that you have enjoyed our first telecast of the Talking Book Show. Again, listen next Thursday. We'll be talking about money matters with a financial life coach, Janae Sasso of Faithful Assistance, and we're going to be discussing the book, The Great Investment by T.D. Jakes. So I want to close with saying to all of our listeners, remember to spark your imagination with a book, and we want to say thank you and good night.
Good night.